Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin. It was a statement weekend for Cayman's junior athletes as Mustang Truck Club and Speed Athletics delivered medal hauls, personal best times, and another Carifta qualifier on the road to March. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report.
The strong squad of 24 athletes made the trip to the Ensign Sports Center over the weekend for the Caribbean Invitational and Carifta trials. Mustang Track Club athletes brought home 24 medals, 10 gold, 8 silver, and 6 bronze, with, quote, standout performances across the board in field events, sprints, and relays. Several competitors also recorded personal bests. The highlight of the meet came from Daquana Howell, who clocked 12 seconds flat in the girls' 15 to 16 100 meters, securing her spot at this year's Carifta Games. She now joins Reagan Jacks, already qualified in the under-17 boys' high jump, giving Mustang Track Club 2 Carifta qualifiers so far. Coaches say a number of other athletes are just fractions of a second away from the qualifying standard, and they're hopeful more names will be added at the upcoming interschool championships or the final Carifta trials in March. Adding to this weekend's success, Donnell Pink and Daquana Howell both powered to victory in their respective age group 100-meter finals.
Thank you, Carsley. Pink and Howell both powered to victory in their respective age group 100-meter finals. Their outstanding performances, however, earned them special recognition. Each athlete received a framed portrait of legendary U.S. sprinter Justin Gatlin, along with a custom-designed medal crafted to honor the achievement. Staying with track and field, though, Speed Athletics Track and Field delivered a powerhouse performance at the Speed Capital Caribbean Invitational and Carifta Trials track meet. 10 athletes lined up, and the results were outstanding. 7 first-place finishes, 3 second-place finishes, and 4 third-place finishes. The team also stacked up 11 new personal bests, 4 season bests, and walked away with 2 MVP awards. In other local sports, CSUN Northridge rolled past Hawaii 84-60, and guard Joshua Ogaro says the Matadors came in with a clear plan, defense first.
The mindset we had coming into our second game against Hawaii after dropping the first one was basically defense. Defense from everybody being on the wall and rebounding and playing together. Those are our keys as a team, and I feel like those are the things that we definitely did to be able to pull out the win against Hawaii the second time around. We realized that as a team, if we do these three things, that we feel like we are one of the best in the conference. So that's definitely something that we pride ourselves on.
Ogaro says the team's defensive adjustments were the difference, especially their commitment to helping each other and winning the toughness battle.
Some of the defensive adjustments that we did that made us more just locked in or just overall better defensively was being on the wall, so being a helper for the guy who's playing defense next to you. If your person gets driven by, you're there next to him to help him so the other team can't score. We also just preach toughness and going to get the ball in front of the post and the person on the backside for the rotations. That's exactly what we did. We either said, you know, we come up with the ball or you follow the person, and that just brought around overall toughness.
And with the win, Ogaro says the Matadors are growing at the right time with every player channeling the same goal.
As a team, we definitely had some real growth overall, 1 through 12. And I feel like as a team, everybody's ready and happy in our playing. And I feel like everybody is also locked in for all the games ahead. We have a goal, which is to win the conference, and everybody's locked in on that and wants to get that done.
CSUN is now on their 8th straight win this season with an 18-10 record. As a senior guard, Ogaro has been one of the team's most consistent performers this season, averaging 14.5 points, 9.6 rebounds, and 2.7 assists per game, while shooting near 50% from the field, showcasing a complete game on both ends of the floor. He is also 11th in the entire USA for double-doubles. Cayman competes at the World Chess Amateur Team Championships in New Jersey. As CIGTV's Lavida Thompson reports, it's Team Cayman's fourth time competing at the international event.
The team, led by national coach, international master Jomo Pitcherson, included candidate masters Clifford Shaw and Sean Tracy, along with junior players Owen Franklin and Julian Rash. Cayman performed well against 325 teams, scoring 50% with 2 wins, 2 draws, and 2 losses against mostly higher-rated opponents. The juniors were selected based on their performance in the 2026 Absolute National Chess Championship.
And Cayman's favorite fishing tournament is almost here. Burger King Big Fish 2026 is now open for registration with over $85,000 in prizes and more than $1,000 in swag up for grabs. Register before February 28th and your team is automatically entered into the $5,000 cash prize draw. You can register online at bigfishregistration.burgerking.ky. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.